Women in Hawaii are more likely to have lost their jobs as a result of the COVID-19 recession than male residents. Around the world, men are dying from COVID-19 at higher rates than women, but women are faring worse when it comes to the economic impacts of the pandemic. Nationwide, women currently account for 1/2 to 2/3 of current unemployment claims. That includes in Hawaii, where University of Hawaii economists say 57% of unemployment insurance claims are from women. One reason is the overrepresentation of female workers in industries hardest hit by the pandemic recession. Carl Bonham runs the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization.
The predominant impact is really in accommodations and food services, in retail, in health and social services. Outside of the health and social services area, these industries are ones that hire and employ a disproportionate number of both part-time workers, but also workers without a college degree, and also women.
Women make up roughly 50% of Hawaii's active labor force. Analysis from UHERO shows that workers in the food service and accommodation sector have been the most affected, making up 1/2 the unemployment claims, despite representing only 20% of the non-government workforce. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.